For the past 2 weeks, the subject of this call has centered around 9/11. And just as most Americans can remember exactly where they were and what they were doing on that tragic day, many Americans are going to remember watching the Senate Judiciary Committee drama on television September 27th, 2018. You may not have watched the live coverage, but it would be extremely difficult for anyone to not be aware of this important event that's going to impact the future of our nation. It's 6:30 Friday morning, September 28th, and I so want to join in with all of the talking heads, as people with opinions are referred to nowadays. But what I have to say is of little or no value. What is of great value is what God has to say about a time such as this. And He says that we're not to be afraid. We're not to fear. Not to fear our future or the future of our nation. So as our country goes through this dark period, as we go about our daily lives with the judge and his accuser dominating many of the conversations we encounter, we have an amazing opportunity to share our faith, to share how, as followers of Jesus Christ, our future is secure in spite of what's going on around us. And when other people see the peace that we have, that peace that Philippians 4:7 explains is beyond human understanding, they're going to want it. Because people today are afraid. They're living in fear. Several weeks ago, I became curious as to which Bible verse was the most Googled in 2017. And according to the YouVersion, of the 19.7 billion Bible chapters that users read and listened to, the most popular verse was Joshua 1:9, which reads, "This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Do not be afraid. Yep. In the NIV, "do not be afraid" appears 70 times, and it's said that "fear not" or "do not fear" appears 365 times in the Bible. And it's said that that is more times than any other commandment is given. Well, that sounds like a great way to live, but how? How in the Sam Hill can we live our lives fearlessly in this crazy, evil world? I want to, just as I know you want to. But how? Well, I begin a journey into understanding fear. And the more I researched, the more interesting it became. We've probably all heard the sayings, "Stay calm and carry on." And the old acronym, "Fear is false evidence appearing real." And then there's the "feel the fear and do it anyway." Common sayings that folks have come up with to try and help us to not be afraid. But do they help? Do they really help? Well, dear ones, I truly believe that when the Lord gives us a command, He fully expects us to obey it. And if He didn't give us the ability to obey it, it would be cruel. And we know that we don't serve a cruel God. He's a God of love. In fact, He is love. So we can reason out that in our own strength, we can't live a life of obedience. But when we become His followers, He sends the Holy Spirit to live in us, and the Holy Spirit gives us that ability. And how do we know that? Well, we're given example after example in the Bible. Examples of situations, of events where the spirit of fear should have dominated. But instead, God's people were strong and courageous, just as He told Joshua to be. Read Acts 16:22 through 40. In verse 23, we're told Paul and Silas were stripped, beaten with rods, thrown into the inner prison, probably meaning the dungeon, where there was no light, no restrooms, nothing but darkness. Their feet were fastened in stocks. Normally, in that day, the prisoners' legs would be spread far apart and their hands fastened to the walls. Sounds like a good time to be afraid, to fear what was going to happen next. But they sang hymns and prayed. It's amazing what happened next. You've probably already read it, but read the rest of the story again. They were definitely strong and courageous, fearless men of God. How about David? 1 Samuel 17, you know the story of David and Goliath. David was not afraid of the giant. The whole Israeli army was. What was different about David? Well, he was fearless. Instead of being afraid of that powerful giant, he was excited to have an opportunity to defend the name of his God. And on and on and on. Stories throughout the scriptures about men and women who live fearlessly. Well, the bottom line is, as we know, they lived in the power of the God of their heart and belief. Their attitudes were believed. They were controlled by Him. And instead of an attitude of fear, they had an attitude of excitement. And this is what absolutely blew my mind when I researched it. The difference in the activity that goes on in our brain when we feel afraid is almost exactly the same activity that goes on in our brain when we feel excitement. Until recently, we didn't have imaging equipment that could see what goes on when we experience different emotions and thoughts. But now we do. And as the research advances, we're going to understand more and more about the Bible. We're told in the book of Daniel that in the last days, knowledge will increase. And are we ever seeing that happen? So between now and next Friday, every time you feel yourself becoming fearful about anything, your future, your health, your children, your finances, your marriage, your career, whatever thought brings fear into your consciousness, capture that thought. We're told in 2 Corinthians 10:5 to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. And then begin to be thankful, as we're told to always do, for this is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. How can we just begin to pray and sing hymns as Paul and Silas did? How can we stand firm against those giant fears as David did? Go before the king as we're told Esther did, at the risk of her life, fearlessly saving the whole Jewish race. Will this be easy? No, but we can begin. I'm going to consciously be aware of the things that I'm fearful of this week. And with all my heart and soul, I'm going to try to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome whatever fear I'm feeling and replace that fear with excitement. It's my understanding that it's a choice to obey or not obey. Well, we're out of time, but we're going to talk about this more. I love you. Have a great, fearless week.